News this week, the mask mandates for New Jersey students, school personnel, school visitors, even childcare settings, they will be dropped in about 3 weeks, March 7th, to be precise, if you want to mark it on your calendar. In his weekly COVID-19 press briefing, Governor Murphy said the rescinding the requirements of wearing a face mask, this all comes about as key health metrics keep moving to better places after the surge. Week-to-week case numbers in New Jersey, at least, have been dropping at some cases at a rate of better than 70% when you go week by week. Murphy said this won't happen until March 7th. That's to allow for all parties to prepare for the change. State officials did note school districts, child care facilities, they can continue to implement universal masking policies after the mandate's lifted in March, and schools that do not impose universal masking, they should really think about revising their COVID policies to utilize masking among other prevention strategies under certain circumstances. Imagine this, planning ahead. There's a novel concept. Schools will not be permitted to ban the use of any facial coverings, face masks, things like that by individuals, and will be expected to take disciplinary action in cases of bullying should they arise due to any individual's choice to keep wearing a face mask. Prior to the mandate being lifted, State Department of Health will release guidance to help school districts update their policies to align with the risks and unique needs of their setting and student population. Make sure the learning environments stay safe. And we're all just waiting for the school that says we're going to keep with the face masks. How many parents will raise a roof about that? Hopefully you're paying attention about just about 3 weeks or so ago when it was National School Choice Week. So you'll know what your options are in case you don't like the face mask policy. Anyway, when questioned why the state's stepping away from the CDC guidance that continues to recommend masking in schools, Governor said New Jersey's reality is dramatically different than other states because it was hit hard early by the Omicron variant. And add to that, too, how New Jersey has one of the highest rates of vaccination, even among school-age kids. That's why a blanket policy from the CDC is not a well fit for every single state, such as New Jersey. Additionally, the governor signed an executive order this past Thursday that extended the public health emergency for 30 days. The governor said this was done to allow the state to continue vaccine distribution, vaccination or testing requirements in certain settings, collection of COVID-19 data, the implementation of any applicable recommendations of the CDC to prevent or limit the transmission of COVID-19, also staffing, resource allocation, other serious important components of the response that the state is giving to COVID-19. Murphy actually spoke some reality when he said, "We are not going to manage COVID to zero. You have to learn how to live with COVID as we move from a pandemic to an endemic phase of this virus." Looking at the latest school outbreak stats from New Jersey, this is with 63.6% of all New Jersey schools reporting new student cases. They totaled 6,457, new staff cases 1,536. This was in the week as of January 30th. Cumulatively, 130,820 cases have been reported. That breaks down to 102,237 students and 28,583 staffers. Now, in regards to outbreaks related to in-school transmissions, this is as of January 26th. State has tracked 465 school outbreaks and 3,138 cases linked to those outbreaks. This was since the 21-22 school year started on August 7th. That's up 33 outbreaks and 455 cases from the previous week. As I mentioned, Governor Murphy extended the emergency order for 30 days. New Jersey State Senate Republicans, they've launched Give It Back. That's their new campaign calling on Governor Murphy to put an end to pandemic-related measures that he has put into effect and has continued to extend over the 2 years. In addition to walking back COVID-19 vaccine and school mask mandates, the Senate GOP in the State House, they're demanding the governor restore the balance of power between the governor's office and state legislature and return a $3 billion budget surplus to the taxpayers. 3 days after the launch of Give It Back, an online petition in support of the whole idea garnered a total of 3,660 signatures, which is not exactly a roaring success, at least in the, you know, the immediate here and now. While the renewal of public health emergency played a role in the launch of the campaign, Republicans said that's not the only reason. It was State Senator Declan O'Scanlan, represents the 13th District, said, yes, it has to do with next week, but it also has to do with really, truly an obscene amount of money that the state's holding on to or will hold shortly. That's not in people's wallets. It's not in business people's budgets. We need to give that back. What they're talking about is after lagging during shutdowns and everything during the early part of the pandemic, tax collections in the state rebounded in New Jersey. For example, as of December, halfway through the state budget year, revenues were up $3.4 billion. That's around 23.5% from the same six-month period a year earlier.